Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. This is Jeffrey at atheistwalking.com coming to you live on Memorex. Undisclosed location, alternate route on this glorious Christmas Eve. I'm Jeffrey. I'm coming to you from atheistwalking.com today to celebrate what I could look as a victory for my team. I'm not talking about the Steelers. I'm talking about the atheist community in general. Because I surely can remember a time where I definitely had a war on Christmas. I wouldn't say Christmas. I would say holidays. I wasn't fulfilled or believed that my voice or my people or my beliefs were being recognized. And it's not so bad. I mean, it's not so much that they should be recognized, because, you know, as I say, nothing should or ought to be anything. It's written in the Constitution, certain things about the separation of church and state and what the government is allowed to do and not do as far as religion and such. Lately, there's been a swing back, and I'm okay with that too. It's been a swing back to the point that where some states require the Ten Commandments be posted in public classrooms. It's interesting that the states who adopted this are among the poorest and least educated states in the United States. So I'm sure the media is going to make a big hype of it, you know, to get us talking about it. And it may or may not be significant to the degree as they put it, but then again, it just might be. I'm just saying that the media may be making this, blowing this out of proportion. I take that back. The media is not blowing this out of proportion. Maybe I am. Maybe thinking that that's a big deal, because it basically kind of goes against the Constitution. Because now, sure, you put the Ten Commandments in there. Now you got to put the Quran things in there, and the Satanist one in there, and the Jewish ones in there. And you just got to keep going on and on and on until you get to a point where you got to decide if this is a Christian state or not, or a Christian country. And that definitely goes against what the Founding Fathers intended for this, the establishment of a religion. The pendulum has swung back. I'm good with it. There was a time when Christians and believers would hold their tongue, or they knew when or when not to speak, just like years and years and years I went through, where, you know, a lot of people had never even met somebody who didn't believe in God, let alone a black person who didn't believe in God. So, and I've been told that many a time. But now, as it seems, secularism and atheism and non-believers are on the rise, and it's not such a big deal anymore, I'm cool. So I can say I love Christmas. I always loved the holidays, but I just couldn't give credit or acknowledgement to Christ or to the Christmas, to the religious aspect of it. Because, like I said, I wasn't fulfilled. I didn't feel that my voice was being heard. My people, quote unquote people. But now I'm cool. Merry Christmas. And through all of that, I've always loved church. I've always loved church. Even as devout as an atheist I was, I always loved church and ceremony. Black church, Pentecostal, mass, cathedrals. As I've said many times before, my first trip to Europe was straight to the Vatican. I had to see it. I had to see what this was all about. The scale of it, the magnitude. Get a feel for exactly. You got to see it. You see it in pictures, you hear about it, you see it on TV. But you got to go and actually see the magnitude of it. And the scale and just the fuss and the energy around it. And that's what I did. As soon as I got enough money, Blair Witch Project blew up and we got bonuses. I remember getting my bonus, paying all my bills off before I left work that day, and still had enough money to start putting together a trip to Europe. So I say Merry Christmas, everybody. And enjoy your religious beliefs and your faith. I do believe faith works. I believe in faith. I may not believe in what a lot of people have faith in, but I know their faith works for them. I know faith works. And in saying that, faith makes for a better operating human being. I'm sure I've said that many times before. And sometimes I say stuff and I wonder how many times I've said it before and how many times you've heard me say it before. I wonder if people are picking up on that. How much I say stuff and repeat stuff. Because there's joy in repetition. I just make up anything the same thing. So we are here on Christmas Eve, and I did fairly good yesterday as far as my eating. I woke up at 215.0 this morning. I woke up at 215.2 yesterday. I do feel like there's a pending bowel movement, which would help that number. But the whole thing, I got 2 days off, today and tomorrow. And the only thing I'm thinking about is what I'm gonna eat. How I'm gonna get the Chinese food, how I'm gonna get the ham. Now I'm even thinking Louisiana fried chicken. Cause I got nothing to do today. And I'm good in the point to where I can go pick up the food and I won't eat it. You know, I'll go pick it up, do this, do that. And I won't eat it until, you know, I won't just start eating it as soon as I get it and eat all day. I'll be able to put it off. So I may go get the Chinese food. It's a few miles away. Spot we go to. And I want to find a bakery, get some gingerbread cookies or some gingerbread, you know, even a gingerbread house, hell. So it's going to be some eating. Steelers play at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Not sure how I'm going to work that. Getting my steps in. Probably have to get my steps in later in the day. But it's gonna be some meat. Chinese food place, my black pepper chicken. The chow mein they do it up there. All you been eat. The orange chicken, just to make it, you know, make the barbecue chicken, clean my palate for the black pepper chicken, and get the barbecue pork or barbecue chicken. I think I get barbecue pork. Rice, fried rice, and of course, probably extra egg rolls. See what I'm doing? I'm dreaming about it. So 215.0 today. I might can do a 2.2 today. If I can get down to 212.8, if I do 2.2 on this walk, get down to 212.8, and then maybe with the digestive exhaust or the digestive disbursements, get it down a little lower than that even. One day at a time. One day at a time. I'll go back. I'll get dressed. I'll put a little something in my stomach. And I'll get in the car. And hopefully get out there. Do some stuff today. You know, kind of stay in motion. Kind of stay moving. I was also thinking what I should do is maintain the regimen that I do at work. At work, about 3, between 3, 3:30, I always take a 15-minute break, lunch before 5, and then another 15-minute break walking at 7. I was thinking maybe I should just keep doing that. You know, even though I'm eating differently, to maintain that, I guess, activity through the day may help my metabolism and the way my body processes the food. And maybe even the burning of the calories is significant. It's like 6,000 steps. Maybe even that helps. Probably no maybe about it, huh? So we're here. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Looking forward to spending Christmas Eve with the family. Fantasizing about when I get to go home. God, I just love my space. I so love my space. Yesterday, you know, I woke up excited. Christmas Eve, one day at work. I knew it wasn't going to be too busy. Just feeling good. Weight was kind of down. I was just feeling good. So I'm cleaning up. I'm doing this. I'm vacuum, running the Roomba, changing sheets, getting laundry ready to take, bring out here and do. Just all of that stuff. Because I was just into it. And I look back at my place, and it's just beautiful. I look at it, and it's just beautiful. And I pack up and come out here with my carry-on that I use for everything. Mostly electronics in there. My cameras and whatnot, computers. And the dirty clothes. I had dirty clothes for probably like 2 months. I had dirty clothes in there I forgot I had. It's been so long. Because I wear the same clothes every day. And they definitely needed washing. Here's what I need to do, too. Come get my car washed. this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. Come get my car washed. This is what I need to do. Because see here, they touch it. See, there's somebody actually wiping it down after it come out. And they do that. That's what I need to do. In fact, I think that's what I'm gonna do because I need my car touched. My only thing is, how much do I tip them? That's my biggest problem, my biggest question, how much do I tip them? I think that's what I'm gonna do. And I got a card of a guy who's supposed to do detailing, like the wax and all that full-blown stuff. He said he'd do it for $250. They usually charge $400. I wonder if he's still doing it for that. I might want to call him and see if he's still doing it. Then again, if I get my car washed this week, would I pay for that after I pay for this? Maybe I'll just do that and see how it look and wait a while. When I pay X amount of dollars to do that and have them come. Maybe when I get back, I'll give them a call. See if he, but do I want to spend $250 on that? I'm just like throwing around the $250 figure like it's nothing. Is that what I want him to do? Did get our holiday bonuses. Pretty nice readjustment. Definitely helped because I'm still going to have to make a withdrawal from my IRA or something. I'm definitely going to have to make a withdrawal to pay tax. I get them 1099s, capital gains and whatnot. It ain't gonna be pretty. Made a lot of money, but having money costs money. When you start really having money, it costs money. You gotta pay people. You gotta pay people to watch your money. Do your taxes and whatnot. I'm doing my own taxes this year, fuck it. I gotta figure, I ain't spending $600. I'll do it myself. I'm doing my own taxes this year. In fact, I'm gonna start early. Listen to me. I'm serious. I'm gonna start early. Hell, I did my own bankruptcy. I did my own divorce years ago. I know how to fill out the paperwork. And I ain't scared of it. I ain't scared of paperwork at all. But the previous years I had rental income, I had tax stuff, I had probate stuff, I had stuff coming in from so many different directions that it was just easier. And had, you know, so much was going on, whatever, it was just easier to pay. But now I'm looking at it, it's broken down into three things: my 1099s, my rental income, and my salary. I got to go with standard deductions, single, unmarried, no dependents. They stick it to me. They stick it to me good. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Christmas without kids in the immediate vicinity or in the mix, it's a different thing. Christmas without kids in the mix is just like almost a regular day. You try to make it this or that. You know, you try to give each other gifts and you go through the, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think we even stopped doing that. My sister was the one who used to hear about gifts. The child, her daughter, kind of took it up. She's a really good shopper. That's a really good shopper. We don't even cook no more. You know, eat. We definitely gonna eat now. We gonna eat something. I might not get a ham, damn it. Let's wait till Easter to get the ham. But I am gonna go after that Louisiana fried chicken. 20 piece. And the brown rice. Might as well make it a family pack, but keep the french fries. Give me brown rice and pink rice instead. I think there's one in Rialto. Probably in the hood. It actually said there's one in San Bernardino, but I don't believe it's there no more, to be honest with you. I guess I could call them. Got nothing else to do anyway. Oh yeah, get my car washed. I'm gonna come down to get the car wash. That's what I'm gonna do today. Kinda excited about that. Kinda excited about that. I am. Kinda excited about that. Getting the car wash, see how I look. Interior, exterior, whatever, you know. Watch them do it. Put hands on it. I guess I'll tip them with 10 bucks. Weather changing. It's not so bad though. Said it was 60 degrees. But the thing is, you know what? I'm realizing too, and we kind of knew this from before. I'm staying with my daughter. Upstairs, how hot the upstairs gets. That's a real thing. The upstairs getting hot is a real thing. And I'm walking by people's houses in Youngstown. And they got the upstairs window open. One person even had a fan going in the damn window, upstairs bedroom window. I was like, my God. But I realize now too, see my mother's upstairs, it gets warm. And my daughter be like, I forget how it worked. I think it gets too hot up there. So I had to get a space heater. For the room downstairs, because she don't, you know, can't turn it up. But we got it worked out. But we definitely had to make some adjustments. And my mother, downstairs would be perfect. Upstairs would be a little hot. And it got hot because I forgot to close that vent. So I woke up this morning and closed the vent. In fact, I even got a stick, a broomstick that I keep up there that I used to open and close the vents for the air conditioning or the heat. And even still, I had to crack the window a little bit, threw a blanket off. Slept pretty good doing that twin bed. Slept pretty good. And I took my monitor. You know, you can hook a fire stick up to a regular computer monitor. The only problem was there's no speaker on that monitor. I wonder if my fire stick got Bluetooth. My fire stick got Bluetooth. Ooh, I can hook it up. If my fire stick got Bluetooth, I can hook it up to my portable speaker. And in that way, I can control the volume and everything. Ooh, and it'll sound better. Because right now, it's got it hooked up to some wire speakers. And I think they're cheap. They sound barely good, barely okay. But it sounds, I hear like an echo or something. Just something weird sounded in it. Might be the plug, Now they're old. Blah, blah. I had an extension cable. Just happened to have one there because I'd be having stuff. And I was able to use the extension cable, so I was able to put the speakers over there by me. So I got to switch down to the actual speaker, turn it up and down. No remote there. Hooked it up. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. That way I didn't have to bring the TV set from downstairs. Well, not even TV set. TV screen, I guess you know, from downstairs upstairs. That's the one we watch downstairs. And it's not as big as one we used to. But we ain't over there that much anymore. So, because my mother's TV went out. And so we had to swap them. Yeah. That TV went out probably because it was on every day, all day, for 3, 4, 5 years. Some people just got to have that TV on. And so far, though, last night, knock wood, thank Jesus, my mother didn't have her TV on last night. I didn't hear it. Because now I'm sleeping in the room above her room. And I usually can hear that damn TV. It's usually on all night. And with her hearing, sometimes it goes, and she'll turn it up. And it'd be, you can just hear it. And I cannot stand that. I cannot stand that. Cause all right, boom, boom, don't let it be watching nothing action. All the boom, 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 ba, 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 let alone just the, you know, the under, just let alone hearing it anyway. Hearing people talking. You know, just, and I'm, especially, not even when, even when I'm trying to sleep. Especially when I'm trying to sleep. In fact, I got earplugs. I got earplugs. I'll wear them. I'll wear them, shoot. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes today. Feeling pretty good. Out here. Doing what I does. Undisclosed location. Walking the streets, getting them in. And I probably should double walk, huh? I should probably double walk. I should probably, later on today, take a 15-minute walk. I already got it mapped out. Then take a 30-minute walk. And take another 15-minute walk. And still eat, because it's going down. It is going down. It's 11, what's going on, noon? See, here's another car wash. This is a 5-minute car wash. They don't touch your car. I want one, somebody gonna touch it and wipe it. And do all that to it. You gonna stop or what? Stop, don't run me over. Hey. People just be like walk up, riding up on you. I'm like, hey. You don't see me? Gotta watch yourself. You gotta watch out for yourself. You know, I was looking through my pictures this morning in bed. And I was scrolling through them. I said, let me post a bunch of random pictures. You know, could be just to flex my life. Be a little bit of braggadocious. Whatever, just, you know, to show people. Just the random stuff that, you know, I kind of enjoy or get into. So I went through them and then just started selecting the ones. In the month of December, I did okay. In fact, in my timeline, my Google timeline, it said that I was on it. I flew 2,000 miles, drove so many miles, this and that. Like, I remember doing all that. Yep. I flew back from Pittsburgh December 2nd. And since then, we had a holiday party, went to the Broad Museum, my walk-in, just stuff I see it every day, everyday life. You know, it's I wouldn't quite say exciting, but it's stimulating, and I need that. And probably out here doing these walks and seeing the things I do and being out here engaged with the environment, or I guess I call it the environment because it's not nature, it's not necessarily nature. I mean, some nature aspects of it, but the whole, you know, city, street, whatever, energy, the people, just being out here and not being isolated from it, not having like a distance from it, being used to being outside. And also, you know, there's the physical aspect of it, being in shape, walking and stuff, but the psychological hit, the psychological aspect of being used to being outside and almost needing it now. I'm like, oh, I gotta get out. That's gotta be something. Oh, I gotta get out. Get some sun, get some air, talk to a camera, get it moving, get the blood going, circulate, see some stuff. So I went through, this is about 40, 45, 48 pictures of, you know, stuff I did in the last month. You know, kind of let people see, but you know, it's my random. It's just my normal. You know? And that in the fact, I take pictures of everything. I take pictures of everything. Who was I talking about? Did they back up their phone? Oh, I was talking to my coworker. You know, if you don't take pictures or anything, you really don't need all that memory in your phone. I think I got 128 gigs, which is good. I could have got 256. I got 128 gigs. Now, if the higher memory improves performance, that is something to consider. If more memory improves performance, because the apps can have more memory to operate in, that's a consideration. But like he said, and he is like new techie, you know, likes to try stuff. He said he still got his Galaxy Ultra 22 and it's still good. It's still doing what it needs to do. There's no reason to go to the 24 or whatever. And I was like, okay, if you saying that, and that's my experience, his judgment, I highly consider, or I highly respect, or I highly appear, what's the word? I highly revere, consider his judgment. Hey, kitty. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hey, kitty, kitty. I'm over here, kitty, kitty. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. So my S22 is still good. I don't need another one. You know, I'll be trying to want to get another one, but maybe another Samsung. It'll be another Samsung Galaxy. And if I was, and I back my phone up so regularly, that 128 gigs is enough. I think I got about over 20 gigs of space left, and I still got a bunch of pictures on my phone. Video. Maybe not so much video. But I clean it out every now and then. I back it up. It's backed up and cleaned out. You know, I got a routine. I got my routine. So I just reuse that space. Where some people don't have their stuff backed up. They walking around with all these memories on their phone. They lose their phone. All them pictures go bye-bye. Oh my God. You know? They lose their phone. All their pictures go bye-bye. I mean, pictures they can't get back. You know, they're gone. Pictures of, you know, babies, and events and stuff, special occasions. Shit. I got 3 copies. Hell, I got a copy in Ohio. I got a copy of my dad in Ohio. I got a copy on me. I got 2 copies, well, I got a copy on me. Got a copy at home. And got another copy at a remote location at home. So if I come back and I find out, I messed up and I overwrote something, you know, I can pretty much recover it. And what I do also do is I try my best never to have only 1 copy of anything. Sometimes on the phone, when I'm out, that's hard to do. But I can actually turn on backup, which would save it to the cloud. But I kind of don't want to do that. But I might now, since I got another kind of system. I might be able to do that now. I might turn it on so that all my pictures and videos are automatically backed up to Dropbox, just in case. That way I have that copy. And as soon as I get home, usually, I back up my phone to the hard drives that I carry with me. So I have 2 copies. I have a copy on the phone, and I have that copy. You know, that copy stays with the laptop. And then I can actually, over the internet, save a copy back to my computer at home. So I have 3 copies, even if I'm traveling. Just anal about my data like that. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. Yay. Christmas Eve. Feel good. Excited, I guess. Time is 12:00 something. 12:07. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get out there and do some stuff. We'll get out there and do some stuff. Probably do the Louisiana fried chicken first. I gotta strategize it. Actually, do the car wash first. And the Louisiana fried chicken. Maybe I'll do Louisiana fried chicken last. Either way, the food gonna sit for a while, which does not bother me at all. Because I will put it in the air fryer and do what I gotta do with it. Speaking of air fryer, I would might wanna get one from my mother's house. Maybe. I don't know. Well, I probably cleaned the one out she got. Which was mine, my old one that I left there because it broke, the handles and stuff broke. It still works, just the handles. So we'll see. Either way, I feel good about it. I feel good. I feel good. And excited. I feel good and excited. About what you say? Hell, I don't know. I'm excited about taking on this challenge of getting through Christmas, goddammit. Getting through Christmas. You know, eating, enjoying myself. But what the hell kind of parking lot is this? This has got to be the weirdest parking lot. See how the lines are? And I guess you gotta have an entrance every 2 feet. I don't get it. So you gotta have an entrance here. Carpool parking, oh, yeah, carpool. Oh, it must be for something. Yeah, I was wondering. These must be, they must have, but the pavement looks new. So it looked like they built it. They built that. And see, this one is big because you got this big one here. And then it come up here, you got another smaller inlet that only goes to two places. You go left or right and park. You got to back out. I don't know. I'm sure they thought it out. I'm sure they thought it out what they had here, what they wanted to do. And, you know? So I knew. Pretty sure they got it figured out. Pretty sure they got it figured out. Because I do give humans the benefit of the doubt. But I understand what I consider shortcomings. And they're not really shortcomings. I can't even use that word. But I understand how humans think differently than I do. How the different perspective, especially a lot of the mainstream ideas, ideologies, and perspectives differ from mine. Let's just say that. Let's put it that way. So I get it. Because I don't believe in good or bad. Everything's subjective. Left, right, up, down. Everything is subjective. Everything is good, bad, left, right, up, down, according to your perspective. It's different for everybody and everything. And I love that philosophy. In fact, I got to put that on jeffreyism.com. I got to put that on jeffreyism.com. That and no greater thing than an individual becoming that which they want to be. Staying away from Dollar Tree. Staying away from Dollar Tree. Because you know what's in there. Candy. Try to stay away from it. And maybe just get, you know, some decent sweets. I do want some gingerbread. Maybe I can get some and make some. Ooh. But I want to make like the gingerbread cookie kind of stuff. Not gingerbread bread, where it comes out like a cake. But more like, you know, that cookie. That kind of cookie stuff. Which is the stuff that the gingerbread houses are made of. Anyway, Anyway, just about back. Just about completed my WK. In the home stretch. Taking it to where I need to take it to. I don't see people wearing any festive clothing. I'm gonna wear my festive hat. I'm gonna wear my Steeler hat for Christmas. Especially because, hell, I might wear my jersey today. In fact, I might wear my hat and my jersey today, damn it. Yeah, I think I might. I'm going Steelers on today. I'm going Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers. Anyway, swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.